says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can. This is Your Country Folks surviving here in North Dakota, the least visited state in America, and long may it remain so. It is June 29th, 2023, looking up at my weather station on the wall, and it is here in North Dakota. Yeah, June 29th. It's been that way all day, and this is a live show, always self-evident. I'm James Kelso, and we'll be together for 1 hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. This is our second day on our new, completely new set of equipment, radio show equipment here at my lavish radio studio in North Dakota. And I am enjoying this immensely. It's so much better. The sound is so much better. I hope you notice it. The clarity of the sound, the whole thing, and the setup is better. Everything, everything, computer, screens, headphone, microphone, mixing board, it's all brand new. Continuing the good news, today is a good day in the Patriot cause. Just on Truth Social. The news is incredibly good. So I'll bring that to you in a moment. Another piece of good news for me personally, I just received my copy. Boy, it came quickly. I ordered it like 3 days ago. And here is my copy of Jeanine Pirro's new book, recommended to us by Donald Trump at Truth Social. That's how I found out about the book. Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic, by Judge Jeanine Pirro, published by Winning Team Publishing. I've read half of it today, and it is incredible. I love Jeanine Pirro. She is one of the great heroes. Let me not lose my place here. Let me put a piece of paper in here to mark my place. And I'll probably finish this tonight. I'm also expecting, any time here, I'm expecting Carrie Lake's new book, Unafraid. Oh, my goodness. Another huge hero. Oh, let me look at the cover here. It's nice. Silver on black, hardbound. Nicely bound, nicely done. Winning Team Publishing sounds like a winning team. Not the establishment crap. Okay, here's how it opens. The America I was born into was indisputably the greatest nation that has ever existed in the history of the world. And I don't know how old Jeanine Pirro is, but let's say she was probably born in end of the 1940s, like me. It was the richest country in the world. It had the most blah, 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 chief scientific, healthiest, most educated, most productive. It was a great country. Now get this. And now it exists only in my memories. That's a hell of an open. Only in my memories. The America of my childhood, the America so much of the world dreamed of throughout the 20th century, is no more. Wow. Okay, let me just, I've got to look it up. The Dreams of Her Childhood. When was her childhood? Let's look her up real quickly here. Judge Jeanine Pirro. I saw her go off on the that show, The Five, that she's on with some other kind of namby-pamby Fox participants. She just blew their hair pieces off. She was just yelling at the, not yelling. She was just roaring, that's the right word, roaring. And I'll tell you what, she set them all back on their heels. And she was saying exactly the kind of thing I'm reading to you right now. So let's look her up, Jeanine Pirro. All right. Wouldn't it be nice if I could type as fast as my kids? Here she is. All right, Judge Jeanine, how old are you? Okay, I was born in 1948. Yeah, she's my group. She's born 6 days, June 2nd. I'm June 8th. She was born in 1951. Born in Elmira, New York. And two kids. So let me continue reading. So she is, I'm 75, so she is 72. All right. I thought I recognized a peer. Looks a hell of a lot better than I do. Let me get the book back up in front of the microphone here again. My new setup is so much better. Hey, Bjorn, could you turn the light on? Turn that light on and the big light. If the fan doesn't go on. Okay, that's all. Turn this light on over here. Hard to read in the dark. Okay, that's better. She says, I mean, is only in my memories, my childhood is no more. Her national unity has been compromised. Her wealth has been plundered. She has suffered assaults to her bedrock principles, from freedom of speech and religion to capitalist market-based economics. Her world-class schools now spread indoctrination, and the National Assessment for Education Progress reports that many high school seniors can't read or do math. Never in the history of this nation has one president done so much damage in so little time as Biden. At times, his actions have been so destructive, they are indistinguishable from what a foreign saboteur would do. Just brilliant sentence after brilliant sentence. America used to be a cut above. Okay, let's go down more for her. America is becoming something we've never seen before. We've never been before. Then she goes, the America of today reflects the damage done by an intentional takedown of the greatest nation on earth. An intentional takedown by those offended by her very excellence. By those offended by her very excellence. Envy. What has happened to us isn't natural decay. It's not an accident or a fluke. It's the product of a series of crimes. And then here's her title of her book. Crimes Against America. So I know you wish you had this book. I'm lucky I've got it. And these books I recommend on this show, they're all really good. I buy almost all of them, and I try to bring you some of it. All right, now let's go to truthsocial.com. And it's very, very good today. Let me look at my screen here, get it all set up. All right. The The president is, like Janine, just roaring today. Here's a here's a audio message he sent out to us 1 hour ago. Let's listen up.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Oh, I love the music. Oh, nicely done, President Trump. And you couldn't see the video. The visual was a picture of Donald Trump walking towards the camera with the camera in motion on a, you know, I guess a dolly. And he's going down a hallway of American heroes, and he's got a serious look on his face. No more Mr. Nice Guy. All right. The next post that the president also put up an hour ago, this is going to make you happy. Everything I bring you tonight should make you happy. This is such good stuff. A new poll. Now, I know I put a lot of polls up here, and but trust me, this is not boring. This is very, very critical, and that's why the president's putting these things up. This is a poll taken of 405 Republican voters in Ohio. The poll was taken June 21st through 24th. It's the ECU poll. Get this. Ramaswamy, 1. Christie, 2. Hutchinson, 3. Haley, 4. Pence, 5. DeSantis, get this, DeSantis, 15. Oh, in every poll, he's going lower. He's going under the limbo stick. And the question is, how low can you go? The sanctimonious? Well, he can go to 15% in this poll. Donald Trump clobbering him by 44 percentage points at 59. I'm loving it. And Ohio is absolutely key. Swing state, Rust Belt state, absolutely key. Okay, here's another one. Key state, early primary, maybe the third, Nevada. Here's a poll, the National Research Poll. A poll of likely voters, and with Republicans, Trump, Pence. Now get this, Mike Pence. Come on, Mike Pence. Try to do the manly thing and withdraw and endorse your president, the guy who made you vice president. Mike Pence at the bottom, 2%. That's the lowest he's ever been. 2%. Tim Scott of South Carolina, 2. Ramaswamy, 2. Haley, 3. Christie, 3. DeSantis, 22. And 30 points ahead, Donald Trump at 52%. Okay, now here's, but it gets better. That's just the teaser. It gets even better. Listen to this one. Let me find it here. I've got it somewhere up on my screen. Get this. Okay, well, that's not the one. Here it is. He put this up an hour ago. This is worth reading. Okay, something went wrong with the page. What happened? The communists involved there again? Okay, let's see. Okay, we've got the page. This is an article at floridapolitics.com. Now, that you would assume, of course, that's a site, floridapolitics.com. Of course, that's a DeSantis-friendly site. He's their favorite son, all right? Well, that didn't help. The governor, Ron DeSantis, trails Donald Trump by 50 points with younger GOP voters. You heard that right. Ron, now listen to the article. The governor, that's DeSantis, has just 14% support among GOP voters younger than 45 years of age. New polling points to trouble for Ron DeSantis, with one particular demographic in the 2024 presidential race. A Fox News poll conducted from June 23rd through 26th, so it's this week, current, shows the Florida governor 50 points behind former President Donald Trump, 64% to 14. Can you say wipe out with Republican voters under the age of 45? The 77-year-old Trump's massive lead with younger voters is notable, given that DeSantis, a 44-year-old, is actually a member of that demographic cohort. People his own age don't like DeSantis. I mean, for me, if I'm his campaign manager, I turn in my papers. He's not going anywhere. This ship is going down. The governor has even made age an issue in his campaign speeches, promoting himself as being able to bring energy to the executive branch, like as if Donald Trump doesn't have energy. Thanks a lot, DeSanctimonious. He runs circles around you. He's twice your age. Despite these promises, younger voters represent a drag on DeSantis' overall numbers and are the worst subgroup for the governor in the Fox News survey. Remember, this is a Fox News survey, and they lie at any opportunity they have to hurt Trump. And in the overall survey, Trump leads DeSantis 56 to 22. But with his own age cohort, which is a huge tranche of people from 45 to, anybody under 45 to 18, anybody under 45, he's trailing with his own cohort. In third place now is Vivek Ramaswamy. He's ahead of Pence. He's ahead of Christie. He's ahead of Tim's. Vivek Ramaswamy at 5% is good for third place. And here's, I'm gratified to announce this one. My own North Dakota Governor Doug Piece of Garbage Burgum scores 0% support. There you go. Okay, so that's a great one. Let's go back to the president here. Let's take a quick call. Andy in Texas. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, can you hear me there, Mr. Kelso?
Yes.
All right, now, hey, so do you think Dominion is going to let Donald Trump be elected?
If it's up to them, no.
Okay, and so we haven't done anything about that, have we?
You know? Why do you say that? That's not true. There. Okay, wait a minute.
All right.
Wait, Andy, by your comment, I do know you have done nothing about it. But there are thousands of patriots, tens of thousands all across America, working their asses off to try to fix the corrupt election. Some of them working seven day weeks. So no, you're wrong. Well, we have done nothing about it. You have, but not the rest of the patriot community.
Can I hang on for a minute?
Okay, think of your next falsehood, and I'll be back with you right after this break.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We're back, folks. And with us on the phone is Andy in Texas. Andy, what is your, this will be your second, we only have room for one more thought, so give us your best thought, Andy, right. Go for it.
I'll do that. You should put me down as a friend of me, because I'm a friend, but I'm kind of an enemy, because I am optimistic and pessimistic about what our political system has to offer us.
Okay, I'll put you down as a friend of me. Okay, I'll put you down as a friend of me. But now,
I'm never trying to dog you, guy. I'm not trying to dog you, my friend, ever. I just want to ask some legitimate questions. And here's one for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, just like a baseball pitcher, you can't just throw balls, okay? You got to once in a while get inside. You got to get once in a while get inside the strike zone.
Ball,
okay?
Or a curve.
They just put their bat on their shoulder and wait for the walk, okay? So you got to throw balls and strikes, okay? So once in a while, Andy, here's how you can keep me interested at the plate, okay? Throw me a strike. Tell me something beautiful or good about Donald Trump, and then I won't think you're just a Trump enemy, okay? Just keep it confused like that.
Right. I'll do that. I'll tell you something right now. Okay, I love the guy. I love what he stands for. I love what he's trying to do. I love what he's saying. And the problem is that if he ever makes it back to the White House or whatnot, again, he has to do something different. And you already said this on your show.
You don't think he is?
He has to grab some new people. He's got to grab some new people. We can't go to the old
Andy,
people
he's been telling you every day, really basically every hour for the last 2 years, that he is going to do something drastically different. He does have a drastically different team. He's been telling you that on an hourly basis. So I would tend to believe that's what he's going to do. There's no reason to say, oh, Trump 2.0 is just going to be Trump 1.0 over again. There is no reason to believe that. When you look into his eyes, you look at him, the video I played to open the show, this is a man on a mission. And remember, he said to us months ago, he said, very memorable, he said, I am your retribution. And he said it with a steely jaw and staring right into your eyes. I am your retribution. He's going to get retribution.
I'm going to grab onto that hope.
Yeah. Well, and we have
to. Well, because we don't know what he's going to do. We have no idea what he's going to do.
Wait. There's your second.
There's your second.
I'll just call it a misstatement.
Uh-oh.
We have no idea. Wait, you just said this. Now, this is a pattern in your thinking. Do you actually believe this stuff? We have no idea what he's going to do. How can you say that? We have no idea what he's going to do.
You're right. I'm off the mark there. Because we do have an idea
now, Andy,
what he wants
thank
to
you
do.
For
but
your,
my question is can he get it done?
Well, okay, and that's a question you can't answer in advance, can you?
No, we got to watch.
Can America be saved? Can America be saved? We won't know until he and we do it. All right. Well, Andy,
absolutely.
Thank you, and I like your statement of love for Trump. I'll take that, and we'll be frenemies. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Andy. All right, now let's go back to Trump himself. Oh, no, let's go to James in Vancouver. James, thanks for showing up.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Like Huntley Brinkley here.
think of the great teams, absolutely.
Right. David Brinkley here.
Yeah, David Brinkley, Chet Huntley here. Now,
well, folks, when I hear the song... For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. For me, that's the clarion call. I got to call in. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you see, it dates both of us. You know, we remember Chet Huntley and David Brinkley. And, gee whiz, I assume they're both dead. But we're not.
Yep. Well, that's true.
Anyway, let's go back to the president here, because I'm telling you, James, this is a great day. The president is definitely sharpening his sword. He's like the legionnaire in the movie representation. This, you see the legionnaire with his 2 foot long combat sword, and they sharpened it with rocks.
Yeah.
They'd find rocks on the ground that were the right type of
gladiator.
Rock, and then they put it over their knee and sharpen it with a rock. And I'll tell you that those short swords must have been like razors. Wow.
Flint.
Rock. I've never sharpened a sword in the wild. So I'll have to give it a try.
There's a technique to it, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning the technique.
How you rub the flint over the blade, but go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, I'm learning some of that in the home version. We've got a break here coming up. Engineer, go ahead, fire that break up. Okay, I'll be right back with you, James.
Okay.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! Can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
And okay, I'm backing up a little from my microphone. I sounded like Kurt Cobain sucking on his microphone, so the engineer told me it was getting a little hot. We've got James with us. Honored to have him with us from Vancouver, and I'll tell you some of the good news here. Did you get to listen? Well, yeah, I asked you this earlier, so sorry, question withdrawn. Let me address Robert Kennedy for a moment, just to come out of the blue at you. Robert Kennedy is the most attractive candidate in the Democrat field, and the reason is he's not a Democrat. He's much more of a Republican than a Democrat, but I dread that he could, if he were to win, I dread that he would win the Democrat nomination, because he'd be a very hard candidate for Donald Trump to beat. Don't tell anybody that. I didn't put that out over the airwaves. I don't think he's going to get – his problem is going to be in the primary, in the Democrat convention. I don't think these insane communists will allow an intelligent, as Donald Trump has called him, an intelligent man with integrity, with great integrity, which Donald Trump has said, and mutually, Kennedy has said the same of Trump. It's very interesting. The two could actually make a ticket. But here's one of the reasons they can't approve him. Robert Kennedy has said that the huge increase in vaccination of our helpless little children is the most likely cause of the huge increase in autism. And his logic is impeccable. It's excellent. With the two curves matching exactly, as vaccination has increased now to god-awful rates, children are expected to get 30, 40, 50 vaccinations as little helpless children. And we parents are expected to bend over, reach for the bar of soap, and take it. And sadly, many parents are. But Robert Kennedy, here's why I don't think they can make him their candidate. The Democrats are all in on vaccination. And Robert Kennedy would be, because he has so much integrity, he's not going to back off or, you know, modify his remarks. Kennedy says, no, the vaccination. Well, now get this. Just get this number. I'm going to bring a graph up here. Let me open it in its own link. It's stunning. And Kennedy has the guts to point this out. I'm looking at a graph of autism prevalence in the U.S., the historical graph. I just walked out of a cold room. I sneezed. Here it is. That wasn't autism. I was just a sneeze from changing the air. In 1975, well, first of all, let me give I'm James, if you don't mind me using you as a, you know, Huntley Brinkley here. Huntley is going to ask you, Brinkley, the current rate of autism as of 2009, and by the way, it was revealed this week that the autism rate in the last 12 months increased 10%, another 10%. But as of 2009, which is real, I think so. Yeah. 1 in 40.
That's what I think I heard.
Okay, now, so it's 1 in 40 now, or something in that order. What do you think the autism rate, we both remember 1975 very well. I was already 10 years out of high school. Guess what the autism rate was in 1975, instead of 1 in 40. Just, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, just give me a, you know, a rough guess.
You mean if the children have 40 or 50 vaccinations?
No. I mean, in 1975, what was the prevalence of autism among Americans? How many?
One in 10,000.
1 in 10,000. Well, that's a darn good guess. You, by an order of magnitude, you're right. It was 1 in 5,000.
Okay.
And in 19...
Half.
Yeah. Now, 10 years earlier, I'll bet you is right. I'll bet you 65 when I graduated from high school. Because looking at the curve, it probably was 1 in 10,000. But this curve...
Well, vaccines back then did damage. I'm convinced of that. The polio, for example. But go ahead.
Yeah. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to, in your mind's eye, see the graph I'm looking at. The autism, of course, is an awful thing. And, of course, parents with autistic children, you know, the children are wonderful. The parents are wonderful. I get all that. Okay. Et cetera, et cetera. But autism is a terrible thing. For everybody, the autistic child, the family, everybody. And it needn't happen. It was 1 in 5,000 in 1975, which means it was unheard of. It didn't happen. It was like getting a lightning strike on your head. It didn't happen. You didn't need to worry about it. You could walk out in the rain without cowering that the lightning was going to hit you in the head. 1 in 5,000. Now, 1 in 40, if I'm a woman, and I don't want any of you ladies out there to not have kids because of that fear, Go ahead and have the kids. But if you've now got a 1 in 40 chance of having an autistic kid, ouch. Or your kid, and it's not a question of having an autistic kid. Apparently many kids become autistic as they get dozens of vaccines. So when they turn 2 or 3, the parents suddenly know that Junior is not developing normally. And they go to the doctor, panicked, and the doctor says, well, your child is autistic. So, folks, the two graphs, the vaccination rate, and it's straight up the graph. And, oh, worse, it's a straight up graph that is accelerating. Like a Thunderbird pilot doing a straight vertical climb off the runway. It comes off the runway flat, and then wham, hit the afterburner, and you're going straight up into the atmosphere. And that's what the autism graph, it's not leveling off. So here's the thing. Robert Kennedy, who is such an honest man with such integrity, he's going to say that. And the Democrats are going to say, uh-oh, get him off the stage. We can't have him. So now that brings up this. It's going to be, according to Tucker Carlson, the anointed successor is Gavin Newsom. And Gavin, I think, can beat Robert Kennedy with his phony good looks, his phony high speaking skills, and his dash and debonair, his haircut, his money. I think he can beat Robert Kennedy. And I like a Trump versus Gavin Newsom campaign in 24. I like that. I think Trump will clobber Gavin Newsom. So that's another reason. Yeah. I'm happy today. Don't you agree that Trump would clobber Newsom?
Well, yeah. Newsom doesn't have a chance if he runs. That is to say, if he runs for the Democrats. The reason he can get the nomination is his, what is it, mommy-in-law, Nancy Pelosi? He's a Pelosi, he's on that side. He's with that outfit, right?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But here's a more astute commentator than myself, maybe not yourself, but Tucker Carlson stands head and shoulders above me in his, ability to see the political future. And in this episode number 7, Tucker Carlson says it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And he says that with conviction. Yeah. And he bases it on this. Gavin Newsom's traveling around the country with Joe Biden. He's in a lickspittle style. He is praising Joe Biden. And it's clear that a deal has been struck between the two of them. And I think the way it will go is that Joe Biden, maybe even handing the baton off to Newsom, will say, you know, it's time for new blood. I did the best I can. I'm faltering here in the field, and I've got to go back. I've got to go off the front line, and we've got a new man. And I think that they'll bring in. I think Camel Nose Harris. I don't think she has the killer instinct that these Newsom and Biden have.
They want to get rid of her.
Yeah, but I don't think she wants the job.
Yeah,
I don't think she wants the job that badly. So I think she will be mollified with a gift of an incredible, like a United Nations ambassador.
An ambassadorship.
Or how about this? Even better, make her the president of a massive, $10 billion NGO, for life. A lifetime appointment as the president of an NGO. That's a lot of money and a lot of power and prestige. I think she'll bite on that. And then we're looking at Newsom, but they've got to get their fair-haired boy out into the field now. They can't go up with a Biden to the last minute, then he crashes and burns, and they bring in somebody at the last second. They've got to get somebody out now who's doing the PR work to get his name recognition up, and that's Gavin Newsom is doing that right now. He's not in California. He's traveling around the country, licking Joe Biden's
speech. He did a speech with Biden a couple of days ago, didn't he? And he extolled the virtues of Biden and praised him.
Oh, yeah. It's as if he was talking about a saint. That's right. And meanwhile, Biden is just, I mean, he is going down in flames. The corruption, everything is just, it's
crashing
too good.
And burning.
He's crashing and burning it big time. So I think we're looking at something pretty good here. Trump looks strong. Newsom, I like him as the opponent. And meanwhile, the Democrats, you know, who they made Camel Nose Harris the vice president, if you recall, ladies and gentlemen, strictly because why? Why did they make her VP? They looked all around them. They had to nominate a woman. They had to. That was at the, when the nation was, you know, $2 billion in riot damage was happening, and 25 people were being murdered in the riots over the guy who died of fentanyl overdose, which he swallowed, a 6'6" dude with like a rap sheet as long as his leg, who wouldn't get in the police car. He wasn't murdered by Derek Chauvin.
Well, that guy. That guy.
So they had to pick a black woman. That was Black Lives Matter all the way. So, but now here, look at the contortion that the Democrats are going to have to do. They're going to have to dump, as I say, with like making her the head of a big fund or something. They're going to have to dump the black woman and come in with a white guy again. Oh, what happened to that black woman routine? This
what
is now
Obama
a white.
His wife? Can she run?
Who's run? Who?
The Obama.
Oh, Michelle.
Wife,
Michelle Obama.
I don't know what it is. I'll let you handle it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Michelle Obama. I'll give you my gut instinct on Michelle Obama. She's not going to do it. And I think the origin for the difficulty lies in the Obama marriage. I don't think Michelle and Barack, I don't think they love each other. I don't think it's a really rocky marriage. And I think there's really rough stuff out there. For example, I'll just throw it out there. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me. Somebody find a photograph of Michelle Obama.
Well, I think it would be her punching him out. She would be punching him out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sure. No, at the Obama household in, was it Hyannisport, you know, on the beach? Oh, they're worried about the ocean rising because of climate change. They bought a $40 million home on the beach. Okay. What's wrong with that? Okay. I think in the case of Michelle.
Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard. There you go. Nobody has produced a picture of Michelle Obama pregnant. Now, how can you be? She's had a silver spoon life. Nobody has a picture of her pregnant. So where did the two daughters?
Maybe they got a picture of her going 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
And Barack Obama has called her in public at the microphone. He has called Michelle Mike. Now,
Michael. You mean that Michael. Time?
Yeah. So,
Michael and I. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, come on. Every woman has a picture of herself pregnant. And if she has had two children, how do you not get a photo in two pregnancies? And so that doesn't exist. And the Obama children, you know, I mean, they're a nightmare. But overall, there's enough trouble. It looks like the Obama marriage is screwy enough that I don't think she's going to run. I don't think she wants more public scrutiny. And
she would probably have to answer some questions from somebody.
Yeah. I mean, look at a picture of her in a, what do you call it? Not a topless dress, but one with no shoulders. I don't know what women call that, but a dress where the shoulders are completely bare. Look at it from the back. Look at her. What are those muscles on your shoulders? The deltoids. Look at the muscles that rise from the points
like
of her shoulders.
You're talking like full back. You're like,
exactly.
Point guard or something.
I would not like to run into her on a football line. No, she has got muscles on her neck and her back.
Yeah.
And her shoulders are so broad. They're broader than Barack's. So you're right. Right. I think she probably routinely throws Barack Obama to the floor. What do they call that move in wrestling? They call it a suplex. I'll bet you she does suplexes with Barack. Well, she picks.
I would use words like sadomasochism, but I won't use that word.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
back to you.
Yeah. Anyway, the let's go back. So that was my little digression, and we'll take a break. Stay with me, James. We'll come right back for one more segment.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow.
My dad's name was Woodrow. Oh, my goodness. All right. Now, I want to close this show with this. I want to read you an essay, a brilliant essay. It's this person. Yes. This is an endorsement of President Donald J. Trump. I don't know whether to announce it at the front of the story or the end of the story, like Paul Harvey. Let's do it at the front of the story so you can savor this. This is a Jewish guy. A Jewish guy that I think the
Jewish
world
guy.
Of. A Jewish guy, right. that means he goes to a synagogue and he wears a yarmulke, right. All right? A Jewish guy who is a genius. He is one of the hardest working Trump supporters who did tremendous service to the president in his first 4 years. And he comes from my actual neighborhood of Santa Monica. His name is Stephen Miller. And here is his endorsement. I'm going to see if I can rush through the whole thing before we run out of time. Here it goes. It is my enormous privilege to endorse President Donald Trump for re-election. Joining the first Trump campaign in its early days, I saw then what the whole world has learned since, that President Trump is a once-in-a-lifetime transformative leader who possesses the rare combination of skills, insight, wisdom, and otherworldly determination necessary to save America from those who would destroy her. He left a life of comfort and wealth to endure abuse and persecution few can imagine. At so many points, at so many times, he could have walked away, spared himself, grabbed a golden parachute, but instead, he sacrificed all he has built so that we might be free again. Doing more to change our politics than any leader since Andrew Jackson, and I would just say any leader, Trump inherited a Republican Party that was globalist, donor-centric, and unabashedly neoconservative, destined for a generation of nominees and early and party figureheads in the mold of George Bush and his proteges. A party whose zeal for unrestricted free trade, unceasing foreign wars, and unending open immigration threatened to sink the whole American experiment. Trump saved the party from itself. Now, I'm going to run out of time, so I'm going to skip a couple paragraphs. It's all this glowing. And he says, he did it all while battling a deep state coup. And by the way, Stephen Miller was his principal, was a senior advisor, his right-hand man, his speech writer. He was in the Oval Office every day. He knows what he's talking about. He did it all while battling a deep state coup. Now, the same forces who tried to frame him, who tried to remove him, who broke every rule in the book to try to stop him, are trying to jail him. Why? Because they know if he gets back into the Oval Office, he will stop them. And then he goes on for more. I'll finish this tomorrow night.
I got a possible strategy for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
All right.
I'll give it to you tomorrow.
Mark it down, and we'll hit it tomorrow night. From James in Vancouver and James in North
Thanks.
Dakota. So long, folks. See you tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.